Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 126 for Thursday, March 26th, 2020. Today's episode is titled, Taking Some Time. One of my favorite pop songs ever is Africa by Toto. As you probably know, the chorus ends with the line, "Gonna take some time to do the things we never have." I am adopting that as my personal theme or motto for the weeks ahead. I am grateful for the opportunity to finally do some of the things that I always seem to put off for some hypothetical time in the future because they never seem to be important. Like Mark was saying on one of his episodes, I always feel like I should be doing something else. My reality is that most of the major activities that I spend time on, not only my day job but also my Toastmasters clubs, my food pantry board meetings, and even my church services, are still moving forward more or less as usual, because those meetings and those activities can, for the most part, be carried out online. However, for me, the fact that I don't have to drive anywhere makes me feel more focused and like I have more time to myself. It gives me a sense that it is now possible for me to do more of those things that I never seem to have time for. Last week, I did a few things that I never have, or that I haven't done in far too long. These things that I've been doing fall into several categories. There are the mundane things like cleaning and cooking, of course. Last Wednesday night, the 18th, was my first night of staying home when I didn't have to work from home, and the first thing I did was pick up and vacuum my living room, which I certainly hadn't been doing often enough before. In the upcoming weeks, I'm looking forward to organizing and, hopefully, getting rid of some of the clutter in this second bedroom that I use as an office. I spend so much of my time in here now that the more pleasant the space is, the happier I'll be. A lot of the space in here is taken up with craft supplies and partially finished craft projects, and I'm also really looking forward to working on those more. I have plans to do some of that this Friday night. Then there are new things that I'm picking up now that I should have been doing all along but haven't been. On Friday night, the 20th, I finally assembled the resistance band that had been sitting around on the shelves in my closet for years, and I used it to do a beginner workout. I was so excited and proud to have finally done that. I hope to be able to exercise more often now that I don't have to drive. As I mentioned on my last episode, I also hope to commit to a 21-day healthy meal plan that I have and actually follow through on it. Finally, there are the things that I've done in the past that have fallen by the wayside. Mark was talking about how he finally picked up his long-neglected guitar and started trying to learn again. That's a perfect example of this kind of activity. Good job. Keep up the good work, Mark. Now is the perfect time to revisit the skills and projects that we've set aside. I was very excited to learn that the Episcopal Church is putting together a virtual choir, encouraging members to record videos of themselves singing or playing an instrument, along with a pre-recorded hymn track, and all those videos will be edited together into one giant video for Easter Sunday. I haven't had the opportunity to be in a choir in years, so I'm delighted. I'm going to see if I can produce a good recording of both the alto vocal part and the second clarinet part. That's another skill I'll be dusting off after years of disuse. I encourage you, this week, to cultivate positivity by taking some time to do the things you never have. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.